This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WNYC Studios is supported by the Natural Resources Defense Council. Using science, the law, and people power, NRDC is committed to confronting the climate crisis, protecting public health, and safeguarding nature. They address the impact of fossil fuels on communities and our environment. They help protect wildlife, public lands, and irreplaceable ecosystems that all living things depend on. They work to enact policies for clean air, clean water, and access to nature for all. You can help NRDC safeguard the Earth for future generations. Visit nrdc.org/WNYC for more information.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Scirocco Dunlap is a writer and performer, and she's got a few words for us about the miraculous benefits, the truly miraculous benefits, of coconut oil.
Coconut oil changed my life, and also my genetic coding. I had heard that coconut oil was a natural wonder, and I'm all for anything that doesn't contain gluten, but I couldn't have known how big an impact this little oil would have on me. One night, while simultaneously drinking and bathing in a vat of coconut oil, I opened my eyes. What do you think happened? Did coconut oil get in my eyes? Yes. Was it extremely painful? Yes, again. Did it make my vision superhuman? You nailed it. Within seconds, I was able to see three galaxies away to a planet named Gehen. A few dabs of coconut oil in my ears, and I could hear the ghosts of all my ancestors.
You're fabulous,
they whispered.
The triumph of our bloodline.
Can you believe that I got this stuff at Trader Joe's? When I finally climbed out of the vat, it barely came as a surprise that my sense of time was no longer linear. I could see the past and the future. And the future looked grim, friends. There I was, a few weeks older, and on a bad date. Fortunately, my powers were still growing, and I was developing a beta form of completely organic, sulfate-free mind control. So I stepped forward in time and implanted the idea in that man's mind to swipe left on my Tinder profile. But don't worry, ladies, I also made him immediately regret it. On my way home, I stopped at a nearby children's hospital and cured every child with a dropper full of coconut oil. It was so nice and so easy. I'm confused why people don't do this more often. Probably because of Monsanto. Wanting to get just a little bit more out of the coconut oil that was now swimming through my synaptic gaps, I thought, hey, why not inject this like heroin? I'm no stranger to the dragon, but that addiction has been cured. With heaping spoonfuls of coconut oil, of course. So into my veins the oil went. Within seconds, I mind-melded with every being in the multiverse. I am everyone and everything, and my power and ability go beyond anything you know. I am the spoon. No, that's absurd. I am the biodegradable spoon. Now, as my atoms float through the galaxy, I ponder existence with the knowledge of all that's ever been, and consider the benefits I've received from going natural. Life can be so amazing when you aren't restricted by advertisers, big business, or physics. All in all, I highly recommend buying a jar of coconut oil and getting all these benefits for yourself. Don't put that on your face, though, because you'll break out like crazy.
The miraculous benefits of coconut oil. Please ask your doctor before you use it, okay? We're not giving out medical advice here. It's just a story, and it's written and performed by Scirocco Dunlap. You can find all her pieces for The New Yorker at newyorkerradio.org.